Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Wendy Williams returns. Two of your favorites coming to SNL. Black Panther hits another milestone. And Infinity War already breaking records. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Which rapper is about to go broke with child support payments after having his second child in 2 months?
Damn. Wiggy has your sports.
And there are so many sports fans that are pissed right now.
But first, 6 students who survived the Parkland, Florida school shooting will be at Harvard to talk about guns. Now, the panel called Never Again, How Parkland Students Are Changing the Conversation on Guns. That'll take place tomorrow. Meanwhile, thousands of people around the country will participate in the March for Our Lives rallies for gun control and school safety on Saturday. And the one here in Boston will start at Madison Park and head to the Boston Common. Wendy Williams is back. So she's set to return to her talk show today.
Our first caress.
But before that, she'll be on Good Morning America to talk for her first interview to talk about her leave of absence because of her medical issues.
Right.
Man, haven't watched SNL live for years, but I will be watching on April 7th. SNL announced yesterday that Chadwick Boseman, yes, the Black Panther, will host the show. And the musical guest on the show will be Cardi B. So,
okay,
And speaking of Black Panther, it hit another milestone at the box office. It was number one again, taking in another $27 million, and is the first movie to spend 5 weeks at number one since Avatar in 2009.
Oh, good for you.
I'll stop hating. And then another Marvel news. In just 6 hours, Avengers Infinity War set a record for most Fandango pre-sales in its first 24 hours, beating out Black Panther just a few months before.
That movie
trailer
looks just the music sets the whole thing, but
yeah, right.
Thing's gonna,
no,
April 27th.
That thing's gonna be major.
Hell yeah! Wait.
Here's Melissa with the juice.
Okay, that horrible tattoo on Ben Affleck's back is real. Just so everybody knows, he got it a couple years ago, but he told people that it was fake for a movie role. But he was photographed on the beach in Hawaii over the weekend with this gigantic, colorful phoenix rising from the ashes tattoo on his back. If you want to see it, go to our Get Up Crew Facebook page. It's pretty awful.
Don't have your breakfast and then see that picture. It's terrible. Some people just can't do tattoos, and he's one of them.
Well, you gotta find the right artist. I think that's all it is.
Yeah.
Russell Simmons is denying all of the sexual allegations against him, saying that he's not a violent person.
I don't have a stitch of violence in me. I would never hurt anybody. I never had any violence in me. But, you know,
it's a difficult time for everybody.
Okay, meanwhile, he did not deny liking much younger women as he was seen on a date over the weekend and making out with a 22-year-old model. And he is 60, just to remind you all. And congratulations in order for Fetty Wap, who just had a baby back in January. Yay! Oh, wait, that's old. Congratulations to Fetty Wap, who had a baby boy over the weekend with his ex, Lajay Ziona.
Wow.
That happened on Saturday.
Okay.
That brings the baby count for Fetty 2 in 2 months and 7 overall. Dang. With at least 3 baby mamas that we know of. Congratulations.
You better drop another song.
Right? He needs those child support
that trap
payments.
Queen money.
Here's Wiggy with sports.
All right, the Bees will take on the Blue Jackets tonight, 7 p.m. at the TD Garden. The Kyrie-less Celtics fall to the New Orleans Pelicans 108-89 last night. Patriots make a trade for a speedy wide receiver, Cordell Patterson. And your NCAA brackets, I would say this. I don't really play it, but I know a lot of people get involved into them. Gotta be some trash right now because you had 2 number one seeds lose over the weekend. Virginia, they lost to UMBC, which is University of Maryland Baltimore College, I think they are. And I remember seeing them play, which is crazy. Before the tournament even started, I was in Springfield at my kids' hockey tournament. Yep. And I ended up watching them on TV playing Vermont. And so when I seen them playing in the tournament, I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. I just saw this team play. And how do you say the school? Is it Xavier, right?
Xavier.
They lost number one seed. They also lost. They lost to Florida.
Good games this weekend.
Florida State. But my team that I picked to win the whole thing, they're still chugging along. That's West Virginia. They beat Marshall last night. Marshall's one of the schools I used to go to. 94-71. So big things coming up this weekend for NCAA basketball. And that is your sports.
Sunny today, 36 for your high. It'll be clear and cold tonight, 18 for your low, and partly cloudy tomorrow, 38 for your high. 21 degrees right now.
Wake up. It's Hot 96.9's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.